even in school, I had that dream. That was like the worst nightmare I think I ever had in school consistently, was the email from a professor that I don't remember being like, why haven't you turned anything in? You're going to fail this class. And I'm like, what class? What do you mean? Like, what? I'm in that class? I didn't know. Like, yeah, you were enrolled in it. I wonder why you never showed up to a single class ever.
That's weird that we both have that similar dream.
It's an anxiety thing.
Is it? Okay. Because like, sometimes I'm like, you'll have be in there and then you'll wake up and it'll be like a Thursday and you're like, wait, is I supposed to go to class today? Hard H. A hard H.
Show you a hard H. That was a hard H.
Oh, mine was a sick age, I think. Oh. It was like a zombie apocalypse age.
Well, possibly more of a Jewish
Is it just me, or is everything this, like, today just kind of like, fuck you?
Today?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's probably just me. I haven't really had a lot of today yet. Like, I overslept a little.
So that's like kind of like a little fuck you, but it's like a good fuck you, right?
I mean, it's a little fuck you, but it's more of a fuck you.
Did you work out today?
No, I
didn't. See, that's another last fuck yous.
Yeah, it's a little fuck you. Okay, yeah, that's fair. I forgot my hat.
There you go. It's a fuck you kind of day.
It's a fuck you kind of day.
I had a terrible dream about getting stuck in customs without a passport last night.
Oh, my God.
And it lasted, like, I swear to God, 2 hours.
Sit-suck, everybody.
Yeah, hell, I'm Kyle. And that other gentle sir is Kendrick.
Give us money.
This is just a fuck you day. Don't explode. Just don't do it.
We were opening beers yesterday that kept exploding, and we kept forgetting they were exploding, so we just kept spilling them again.
At EMA?
No, we were rolling cutting targets. Okay. So we had these this is just a whole shit little Bud Light, and we were opening it, and every time I opened one, it exploded. Unfortunately, it had a plastic mat down we were rolling on, and Tyler was like, oh, yeah, watch out. Those all do that now. It's like, you're
thanks.
Cool. And then I remembered. But then on the second one, and then I had another one later, and forgot again, and everyone kept forgetting. Like, guys, how do we keep forgetting this, like, traumatic experience of spilling beer all over yourself? Then we got Wise, and we tried to open him in the bathroom, and he managed to spread one over my shirt. So it was still like, well,
nice.
We're on our own here.
As you get older, children, all the children who listen to this podcast, things affect you more. Like, say, a hangover from a New Year's party.
Might last a week.
Yeah. Might end up lasting an entire week because your body's an asshole.
I have my theory on that, is that there's like a finite amount of enzymes in your liver, and that for some people, like, they don't regenerate. So by having done all the things you did from high school to the end of college, you set yourself up to be unable to process alcohol.
In what people would call my developmental years.
Yeah, them too.
But you did that too, didn't you, or did you just do it in college?
I did it in college. And I definitely did things that were dumb and drank a lot too much. But a lot of times it was not necessarily that I was, like, blue, blind, paralytic drunk all the time. It was that I was sort of drunk all the time.
Yeah.
It seems to be less of an impact in the system.
Yeah, so don't get the BBP drunk.
Blue, blind, paralytic drunk. You got it right. It's good.
Cheers.
Cheers. Hey, we're not learning good, are we? I am going to be doing something for my 30th birthday, I think, though.
Okay. So. You're turning 30 sometime soon? Well, I kind of forgot how age worked. Yeah, but is that, like, your next birthday is your 30th birthday?
Yep.
We're only a year apart. I thought we were, like, I thought I was, like, 7 years older than everybody in my friend group, thus being the oldest man alive.
Not really at all.
Okay.
In college, being, like, 8 months older than someone meant something.
Yeah,
nowadays,
that's
it
true.
Doesn't.
I think it's just because I'm so much older than Amy. And I always just assume that I'm, like...
Yeah, we're all so much older than Amy.
That's true. She's just a little... Just a little guy. Hi, Amy.
So you had a dream about getting stuck in customs without a passport?
Yeah,
that
you want to... I'll tell you that. I fucking remember verbatim.
I kind of
want to
hear it, because I have a dream, too.
So this is the Dreamcast, where we both had dreams.
Sega, give us money.
So what happened was, for some reason, for work, I had to... Me and Amy and Blorby Jorbson had to go take... And I just name dropped my coworker, so you're welcome, Blorby.
I'll bleep that out. Or
Blorby Jorbson.
I've either
Bobby Globson.
I'm gonna take. I'll figure it out. I don't want to say it because I found every time I say it,
you don't do it.
I don't necessarily do it because I don't want to, and then I look like an asshole. I did bleep that stuff last time.
What stuff did you say?
But I didn't bleep the stuff I thought I would bleep. So
He was troll bleeping.
Yeah, I was troll bleeping.
Yeah. So we started off, and we had to go to Uganda or somewhere in Africa. For work.
That burgeoning tech sector.
No. Well, I don't really know why we had to go there, because I thought we were taking pictures at some point of something.
Just go ahead.
And we ended up going to the UK first and then flying to Africa, because I guess that's what we did in the dream. And nobody between the UK and America checked my passport, so I didn't have it by the time I got to the middle of Africa. Oof. And so this is like the most fucking boring adult dream ever, but it was so stressful because what it was is I didn't have my passport, and we were trying to get between, for some reason, the borders between wherever we were in Uganda were at the like Turkish border, and I couldn't get through Turkish customs because I didn't have my passport. And there was like guns everywhere, and people were like, "Don't go further, sir." And I was like, I just need stuff. And so what had happened was when we got to the border, the person in my dream who was my coworker, I don't know if what you're going to do, Globby Globson, he hired a small Japanese lady to meet me and Amy passports and then smuggled himself across the Ugandan border in a tarp in the back of a truck. And so that was the first part of this dream.
That part sounds awesome. And, way to go, Globby.
And I was like, damn, dude, why don't we just smuggle with you? He's like, we can't do that. It only works for one person. And then the car took off. And I was like, oh, okay then. And they showed us these passports, and they were like passports you'd get in your like my first travel set passports.
Really crude.
Yeah, like the pictures were clearly drawn. Like the pictures of your face were clearly drawn. Everything else looked professional because it was like done on a typewriter or something. But
he's going by like his description of you guys to the tiny Japanese lady.
Yeah, weirdly enough, the pictures did look like us. But the information inside, I was pretty sure it was just all fake. And I couldn't tell what country they were from. They were just like, it was just like a bright green cover and a bright red cover passports. And it's like, I don't think these are going to get us across the border. And she's like, pay me right now. And I was like, I'm not going to pay you for this because I don't want to get in trouble. And then like a very tense situation ensued that I cannot remember. Yeah. But we ended up hiding in a bathroom from this Japanese lady who wanted our money for these fake passports that weren't good. Then what happened is once we got out of the bathroom, we were actually in like an airport that had like a customs place in an airport instead of like on the border. Cause in the first part of the dream, we were like literally on the border of this place in Africa and Turkey that I made up in my head. It was like slight jungle-ish, like Colombia, like from a terrible drug smuggling movie. And so we were in this airport now, and everybody in the airport, like at the border, had like these guns, and they were dressed in armor and all this stuff. And everybody that was just like maybe 10 feet away from them was like super nice and dealing with all of these people who apparently had also forgot their passports. So it was just like a gigantic clusterfuck of people who didn't have their shit together.
That's not good at all.
And the way they wanted me to validate that I was a U.S. citizen was by calling and getting other people's passport numbers that I know and are from my family and friends, and then writing them down and submitting them to prove that I had friends and family that were in the U.S., therefore I was a U.S. citizen. And, oh my God, I got this form, and there's so many people there at the desk that I almost lost it. And then I finally got it, and I went to go sit down to do it, and I realized I picked up two of the other people's forms that weren't mine. Somehow I had gotten from one form to two, and they weren't mine at all. And I was just like, goddamn fucking
all of the stuff
dream. And then
so
I woke up,
about.
And I was like, well, I'm not going back to sleep. And that's it. And that was 5 o'clock this morning. And I was like, okay,
that's like all the culmination of things to be anxious about while traveling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We had the same thing when we were doing through, like the travel documents. We're trying to figure out like, oh shit, is this household? Are we a household? And like all the back and forth and
Did you guys declare yourself as a household?
We did.
Nice. Amy and I didn't do that when we went to Mexico.
Because I didn't want to do any more paperwork. And we, like, fucked up the form and had scribbles all over it, and none of it mattered at all ever. Because when we first got into Mexico, we handed it to the lady. She just tore it, took her half and gave us the other half. Mm-hmm. When we left Mexico, they just collected it and put it
up. And then the U.S. Customs is like, you have to scan your face on a fucking computer and, like, make sure that your digital face bio information is registered. Yeah. And then you have to, like, walk into this area where you can't. I guess I'm probably going to get shot for talking about it, but an area where you're not supposed to ever use your phone.
Yeah, I found out, I was looking at that, and I figured out what it is. It's while you're talking to the customs agent. They don't want you to using your phone while you're talking to the customs agent.
Oh.
They don't give a shit what you're doing in line. It's that they don't want you, while you're talking to the customs agent, they don't want you to have your phone out.
Did people have their phones out in line when you were there?
Yeah.
Okay. got back, nobody was on their phones. I think it was like everyone was just like,
yeah,
I just want to get back in this fucking country. I got really butthurt because I was like, I don't know why, but I got really butthurt because I was like, I'm a fucking citizen. Why do I have to deal with this shit? And I was like, eh, well.
You can pay extra for the quick pass thing.
For not through customs.
Mm-hmm.
Can you?
Mm-hmm. Mm. There's a special quick pass customs that. Thing. Yeah. Oh, so my dream was kind of, I think, from too much Star Wars and not enough sleep.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't nearly as long or involved in yours as yours, but I was, like, defending a hallway against an invading onslaught of extremely bizarre military tactics that were very weird.
Okay.
So, like, we had blasters, I think. No, I had a gun. I had a regular gun. Okay. Someone else had a blaster, and it was like, fuck that guy. But we had, like, random mishmash rifles and a couple pistols, and I had, like, I had my little 22 pistol, and I'm like, this is not going to get me very far. But so they're coming around the corner, and we have, like, this like, angular choke point thing where we can kind of, I'm hiding behind a banister that's, like, a steel banister, like, mm-hmm. a stairwell thing. And I'm, like, coming around the corner, I see, like, muzzle flare, and I'm, like, kind of aiming it just right and, like, popping them in the, like, kind of in the head, and I think I'm getting stuff done, but I'm not. And they're running out of ammo. I was like, anyone have any more magazines? And they're like, for a Ruger? No. It's like, oh. Well, shit. Anyone else have a gun? It's like, I got this one. It's like this big fuck up, like, carbine thing. And I was like, can I have that? Yeah, I guess. It's like, oh, sweet.
Cool.
Like, now I actually have a decent-sized weapon. And we're shooting at them, and we're like, we don't have a lot of ammo, and they're sending in weird shit. Like, they send in a little spy drone to, like, look at us,
mm-hmm.
because we're all just crouched behind us, and they don't know how long the hallway is. But they get it right up there, and I just grabbed it out of the air because it was, like, right next to us. It was a low hallway.
Yeah.
So I just grabbed it and snapped the propellers off and, like, pulled some wires out of it.
Yeah.
Crumpled it up. And then I shouted grenade out and hucked it at them,
uh-huh.
and they all scattered. I didn't have any fucking grenades. I just threw a fucking broken-ass drone at them.
Awesome.
And they all scattered, and then we managed to get a better position, and I was all proud of myself. And then they sent a gigantic, horrifying robot machine that we couldn't stop.
Is that when you woke up?
Yeah, around then was when I woke up, because it was like, it was deploying some kind of expanding foam, some of the counter, the anti-riot foam,
mm-hmm.
up the stairs.
Oh, shit.
So we couldn't, like, go that way anymore. And it was like, uh-oh. And then I woke up. I don't remember what we were defending, but it was funny, that whole, like, this'll trick them. Because, you know.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you guys that I threw a grenade at you guys.
And they bought it. So, since we're on the topic of dreams,
yeah, we'll do the Star Wars on next week.
Yeah, because I want to have other people in the car for it. Or we can have a big old one. Did you post the New Year's one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It should have gone out today.
Cool. Well, if you haven't gone and listened to our New Year's podcast yet, see how I'm, like, now saying.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. You should check it out, because we are drunk.
Yeah. And are like, is it really bad?
It's not really bad, but we're very loud. We keep talking over each other, and I keep repeating myself because I'm drunk.
Do we actually get through, like, the favorite things?
Yeah. We actually got through everything. We got all the way through everything.
Good.
Everybody got everywhere except for Chelsea and Tyler, who weren't in the first round.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we were surprisingly organized.
Yeah, it was a good one.
A little drunk and loud.
So if you're okay listening to drunk loud people talk about their favorite things and their favorite drinks, go listen to that podcast, and you can get a lot of insight into our group of friends. But, yeah, because I wanted to wait until we had some more people to talk about the Last
Star
Jedi.
War? Yeah, well, we might also want to make that one jump the queue, too.
Yeah, when we do.
It's going to be relevant.
Why we don't need to talk about this here. So, in the vein of dreams, in the dream vein, in the dreamscape.
That's where I insert my dream drugs.
your dream heroin and your dream cocaine. Dream cane.
Just dream drugs.
Dream cocaine. Are they not like regular drugs?
No, they're dream drugs.
Oh, I know. So, like,
they're
the drugs of your dreams.
Exactly.
Okay.
They're not like real drugs.
Drugs that induce dreams. They're,
no, maybe
they do. I don't know.
Well, they might, but they're only dreams. They're dreams in the dreams.
The true.
Yep.
So I haven't had this dream again since. And usually it's weird because I'll have dreams and I'll reoccur the same locations.
Yes.
In mine. And I don't know. I've heard from different people different things about that. It basically just means I'm the best person in the world, so you shouldn't front on me.
It's a sign you're a genius.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I read a listicle that said that.
Okay. Oh, dude, we should find a dream listicle. That would be fucking legit. I have, like, reoccurring locations. One of them is a glass version of Gunnison's Western State College, but Gunnison has dinosaurs in it. That's okay. That's like one. Part of that campus is like a Taylor Hall that has like all of the like administration buildings that apparently I've ever been in my life as one. Yep. It's really weird. Another one was, I think there's a recurring hotel that I go to a lot, but I had a dream once where I got, went to an island and I don't know how or what, or if this was just me being crazy, but an entire musical ensued in my dream and it was like choreographed and there was songs and there were like actual songs that I felt like I was singing and made sense at the time.
Yeah.
And it was great. I was like, how the shit did that happen? It was,
I'm a creative person.
It was amazing because there was like an actual like story to it. And I mean, as much as like you can have a story in a dream, but it was just so crazy. And I woke up and I was like, oh, that was a pretty cool movie. Oh, wait, yeah,
I had
that
a great
was
movie.
My dream.
I have a version of Gunnison that's in my dreams and a lot. It's very weird, but there's certain themes about it that are always the same.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, and as I've thought about it a lot because I have had these dreams a lot and I've figured out why I've associated certain characteristics with it. Like the Chavano apartments always, there's like a version of those, but they're way more sketchy and trailer parky in my dreams. Like they're not in straight lines. And the doors don't, like, close all the way. And, like, the lights aren't always on. And it's like, a mess. And then there's, like, a version of the Escalante complex up at the top of the hill. Mm-hmm. But to get through it, you have to walk through all of the hallways and through people's, like, common rooms. And then, like, go through a ladder in the floor of their common room to go down to the next hall that you live in.
Whoa.
And it was, like, it's, like, some weird Harry Potter shit. Hmm. And then in that one, I've also combined the library and Taylor Hall into a three-story that... You can walk in the ground floor in one place and walk out the ground floor on the third floor because it's up the hill. Because it's a much, much more aggressive hill ascent.
Yeah.
And, yeah. And it's, like, very... It's not really consistent because, of course, it's a dream. Mm-hmm. But it's very consistent. It feels consistent in the dreams. There's a really sweet theater. It's got, like, a massive little attic space that's, like, creepy as fuck because it took pieces of the attic space from Taylor that I was kind of freaked out by when I was there.
Yeah.
And combined it with, like, the basement space that was really massive that I was kind of freaked out by. Like, all these weird, sketchy places in that old-ass building.
Yeah, I think that's maybe why I have that crazy administration building is because I would only go into Taylor Hall, like, in the first part of my schooling, like, very little. Yeah. And it would be for, like, you know, first student aid or anything, like, that you had to, like, basically... walk around the building to figure out where it was if you'd never been there.
Yeah.
And then I thought they moved it at one point. So, like, during my second or third year, they moved all the administration down to the bottom floor, and then they, like, had the top floor be classrooms or something. And
yeah, they did shuffle around a lot of the...
And so it was just, like, this ever-changing, like, gigantic place. And
Hogwarts.
I have a decent amount of dreams of going back there and, like, starting school again. Like, going to go do something else. And I really like those dreams, and I'm like... Maybe I should go, like, just go to school again. I'm like, wait a second, no. Like,
I don't need to do that. And then you wake up, and by 8 o'clock, you're like, no, fuck that.
Well, like, the main reason I don't want to go back is because of, like, it costs so much for what you get out of it. Like, I could probably learn just as much as I would learn at college. Well, sorry, just as much as I would retain by not doing it after going to college and not working those jobs by going and reading Wikipedia or something, you know?
Yeah.
Not equating college education to Wikipedia. Yeah, they are.
But
the amount of you're going to retain if you're not going to work in that field is very little.
I often have dreams that I've been in school and I forgot that I was in school, and then I hit like an email and I'm like comes up and I'm like, you've missed every.
No, I've done that too. Thing. Sometimes I wake up and I'm like, I'm in the dream and I'm like, I haven't been going to school for the last year, like 2 or 3 years. Like, what the fuck? Like, how have I missed so much? Or
even in school I had that dream. That was like the worst nightmare I think I ever had in school consistently was the email from a professor that I don't remember being like, why haven't you turned anything in? You're going to fail this class. And I'm like, what class? What do you mean? Like, what? I'm in that class? I didn't know. Like, yeah, you were enrolled in it. I wonder why you never showed up to a single class ever.
That's weird that we both have that similar dream.
It's an anxiety thing.
Is it? Okay. Because sometimes I'm like, you'll have to be in there and then you'll wake up and it'll be like a Thursday and you're like, wait, is I supposed to go to class today? And then what I do is I'll feel like I forgot my roster of classes for the year.
Yeah.
Because when you get, like, when you're in high school and stuff like that, you get like a very hard, they give you your schedule and they're like, this is it. You need to do it. If, when you're in, When you're in college, though, you have to go get that stuff.
And you have to coordinate it yourself.
You have to do it yourself. And I was always stressed out that by, like, I missed a class. So, like, whenever I have my reoccurring dreams of college, I'm always, like, missing a class. Like, I'm like, okay, cool, here's my schedule. Like, here's my Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday schedule. And it's, like, every Thursday I had a class or that I would miss because it wasn't, like, a normal one. Because
Right. Whether
they do that shit in college, too, as all of us who, like, fucking are listening to this podcast probably know. But they're like, oh, you only need to do this once a week for 3 hours. And you're like, okay, cool.
Just one lab. And then you find out, like, yeah, you've been missing it. I've been trying to talk to you.
Yeah.
That
is a weird, anxiety-based, I guess.
I mean, it is. It's something you're really worried about because it would really fuck you up if you did it.
Yeah. Because you're like, well, I guess I have to do that again for thousands of dollars.
And it's such a stupid mistake to make that you're so worried about making it that you make it, mm-hmm. right? Like, that's the way that it is.
That's the way the news goes.
All right, everybody. Thanks for coming with us on a journey through dreams and anxiety.
The dreamsiety escape. What time is it?
It's like 20 minutes.
Really?
That's like the shortest commute.
The fuck? It's so... I don't know what it has been lately, but you left later than you usually did, and the commute was shorter.
Yeah.
What the fuck's going on these roads? Like, maybe it's just post-holiday
yesterday, stuff. It took me for fucking ever to get in.
Really?
Yeah, because I came from the back road in the Kolache place,
mm.
and it was, like, traffic. Like, it slowed me down.
You know what it might be? Is post-New Year shit. So, so much like you hate the gym right now, I think a lot of people might be trying to do, like, safer, healthier, like, oh, no, I'm sorry, more green habits when traveling, which would mean that maybe more people are carpooling, more people are, like, taking the bus or leaving Good. Earlier to get to work,
get
to do stuff.
Out of my way.
Yeah, exactly. I'm okay with it, but I guarantee you that if an alien came down and steadied, humans, and it was right after New Year's, they get a very different picture than if they came down and studied humans, like...
Right before New Year's.
Yeah. I was going to say July, but yeah, that is too, like, right before New Year's. It's like, how does a human culture change so much in one day?
And it changes back, slowly, over a month.
That's amazing.
Well, maybe I'll put that, like, missing episode on this one.
Tag it on the end of it.
So maybe you'll hear a missing episode now.
Did it do.
Maybe you won't. Regardless, like, comment, and subscribe.
Yeah, please, if you like our podcast.
Buy a t-shirt.
Let us know, yes.
Or a hoodie.
A chutzpah. If you want more merchandise, there's a lot more that we could make, or I could, like, set up. It's very simple stuff, but you can get, like, water bottles and phone cases and,
all 3D print bags. Stuff, because then I'll buy a 3D printer.
We can make more stickers. Amy has a big cutter machine now that she can make stickers with. Yeah. She made a vinyl the other day, and it was of, like, 3 lotus flowers. Yeah, yeah. She's got the ultimate craft machine now.
Cool. Is it the ultimate craft machine in the galaxy?
It's I think it is. It's called a Silhouette Cameo 3.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. It's like the Toolman Taylor Uggs.
Oh. Well, I mean, it is a tool, so.
It's true. There's a difference between a tool and an instrument. You're not an instrument.
Nice. We're going to conclude on that one because that's too good. Thanks, everybody.